Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Monday night on the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. We got game ones in the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the Pacers. Game one in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Panthers and Bruins. Later tonight, a game two in Denver between the T-Wolves and the Nuggets. We got a bunch of baseball games. Had a huge weekend at the golf. I didn't get the report yet on how Matias did in the UFC. They had that that Jose Aldo card on Saturday night. Considering I didn't get too many texts, I'm going to guess it didn't go very well for Saturday night. And I know that Canelo beat up that tomato can, which we'll get into also. So we have a very busy... Very busy Monday night here, Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You want to go on for a few more minutes about Matias? I mean, sitting around behind the curtain, I'm waiting. I know you had a big weekend in the golf, but, I mean, talk about greetings and salutations. Unbelievable.
Because I know he was tweeting at me earlier about this fight that he got into it with DRS and... I kind of jumped in and said, he beat up some tomato can. Who cares? Fight. Joe wasn't even in on this Canelo fight. Joe didn't even get involved in it. Joe was too busy getting himself a nice meal after that horse race on Saturday night. He needed it.
Yeah, horse is still running. Gutless. Gutless catalytic.
Mine had a shot. Mine was there till the end. Resilience. And then it died in the stretch. It was there for a little while.
Yeah. Very exciting Kentucky Derby. Still the greatest 2 minutes of sports. I will say this. We got our parlay on Carver and Lisi. That capped the other night with obviously the Cleveland-Orlando series being over. Very happy about that. But I jump right in with 2 feet. I took over 10.5, Chicago White Sox, Tampa Bay. It's 4-2, bottom four. Halliburton for 20. And the Bruins to win tonight.
All right, so Halliburton for 20.
He's got 3.
Yeah, it's not a good start. Bruins just to win tonight, right? Bruins to
correct.
Win.
Correct. And,
what was the first leg?
10.5. Chicago, Tampa Bay. They got 6. I need 5 more.
Oh, Rays and White Sox down there at the drop. Okay.
Yeah.
So you must have.
And then I have another one. Boston, money line. Marchand to score a goal and the over Chicago Tampa Bay 10.5.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Feel strong. I feel strong about it.
I'm on Florida for this series. I am on Pastrnak to score tonight for the Bruins. So we'll see if we can get that across. You're on Marchand, huh? Maybe I'll throw Marchand in there too, Joe.
Plus 240, great price.
I kind of like the two. If you want to, I think we might be too late to get this in. I don't mind that. You know how much I love those game one and series parlays.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing game one Boston, series Florida. They locked it already. Because I think Boston's going to win tonight. But
I missed that play Saturday night with Edwards in Minnesota. I said that was going to happen, and I missed it.
I was in there.
He went for 40. What?
Yeah, I got in there.
Yeah, I missed it.
I got in on Edwards. I told you 35. That's what I went for.
I said 40. You said no.
I said 35. It was I won, right?
Yeah, you won.
So, I mean, what's the matter?
Yeah, big weekend.
I don't need to be
greedy. Sticking your chest out, you know, the golf, this, that.
We had a good weekend.
The horse was in the mix. Big weekend for you.
Yeah, but I got nothing out of
the horse
race. Big
weekend for you. Capping weekend.
The golf was a massive weekend. We had Brooks with the 14-1 at LIV. We added a bunch of Taylor Pendrith with some home runs yesterday when he went on to win the Byron Nelson. So we had a really good weekend at the golf, Joe. Real good weekend. Now, what's going on here in this Knick game? I guess Brunson was a pig right out of the gate, right? Like, he had their first, like, 10 points, didn't he?
Yeah.
They're at the end of the first.
I missed it.
27-24. Knicks lead. They're at the end of the first quarter. Knicks minus 5.5, so no change, Joe, really, from the pregame. 215.5 total, also kind of right where it was before the game started.
Yeah, I still like Indiana. Plus the 5.5, I think they could cover that. I was hoping Halliburton would have a bigger role. Gutless so far, didn't step up. He's got 3 points. So you tell me.
Yeah, how about this Siakam with nothing either? What's going on with this guy? Get this Siakam involved.
Who's scoring for the Pacers right now?
Right now, McConnell had 6 off the bench. This guy again. And then you just got a lot of 3s and 4s. Nembhard, Halliburton, Naismith, all in that area there. I'm trying to get the hockey game on. Wait, I thought the hockey game was on ESPN.
I got the dual screen.
Oh, here we go. It just popped up for me now. It had it to. I guess it had to.
I got the dual screen on.
So you got them both going.
I got them both going. Games. Dialed in.
You know, the double barrel action, Joe, as they like to say.
Double barrel action. I got it in.
For the Knicks, like we said, Brunson's got 10. Hart with 9. Hartenstein has 4. And Anobi hit a 3 for them. What's the matter?
Nah, because I thought Hart would have a big role. And I wanted to take him for most 3s in the series. Wasn't he?
That was a big number. Really big number.
It was 850, right? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
You think you're wrong? I don't think you're ever
never
wrong,
will.
Joe. What'd you get that place Saturday night? Did you get the meatballs?
Well, that was a different. That was just an after-hours joint.
Oh, all right.
It was just cocktails.
Cocktails and dreams.
Yeah, cocktails and dreams.
That's pretty much what was going on.
I did get meatballs though Saturday night, Carver. Got meatballs.
That's good.
Pork and beef, no veal.
No veal. Can't get the veal in there. We don't want that.
A chicken scarpiala off the bone.
Yeah?
Oh, fantastic.
Off the bone?
Yeah, off the bone. Boneless. All right, quick, before we talk about dinner, let's talk about this goaltender for Boston. What do you think he can get tonight?
What do I think he could get? I don't know.
Yeah,
between 25 and 30.
What's his number? Let's check it.
Between 25 and 30.
Could he have a big night, like 35?
I mean, he could.
Which is cool.
He could have a big night.
Could I get in on this? 29.5 is for.
Wow. So you're gonna need to go up to the 35 range if you're looking for those juicy prices that you usually like.
I'm going to do it. Plus 290 for 35 saves.
Plus 290 for 35?
Yep.
Man, that's a lot of lumber. I guess it's possible. Swayman played great in the series against Toronto. So you're going to need that tonight. That was a great game, Joe. I don't know if they put that on at the cocktail bar for you, that Bruin Leaf Game 7. But that was a hell of a game. Or was it? Well, let me guess. Were you at some place that had no TVs?
No TVs.
Well, what are we doing?
I don't know.
No TVs. I mean, it couldn't get the basketball or the hockey up for you.
Couldn't get the basketball. Nope. Couldn't get it.
man.
That's it.
I'm sure that wasn't your decision. That must have been somebody else's decision then. That's all I can gather from that. We're just getting going on a Monday night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. They're dropping the puck in Florida. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM. 159. All right, Joe. So they got just under 9 minutes left in the first half here at the Garden. Indiana's opened up a 4-point lead now, 33-29, and it's the bench, Joe, of the Pacers that's doing the job. The starters for Indiana have really done nothing in this game. And then you look to the bench. McConnell's got 8 now. He just hit another shot. Shepard's got 6. Jackson's got 6. Toppin's got 3. That's something that kind of sticks out to me, Joe, early on here. And listen, this is the first half of the first game of potentially a long series, but seeing the Pacer bench come on and fill it up, that means there's going to have to be some adjustments coming for the Knicks, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think they match up well against the Knicks here. I like them actually for the series, and I know the Knicks dominated Philadelphia, but I just think Indiana's a little more athletic. I think they can run a little bit better than Philly right now. No big man, but Siakam is good enough, and you have Halliburton. If he could get going here, I still think they cover this. I think they're going to be fourth quarter. You know, I think it's going to be last possession game, Carver. I really do. So if they could steal one, they have a very good shot to win this series.
Look, I said to you, I think on Friday, Joe, that I thought the price for the series was kind of silly. I thought the Knicks were a little too heavy as a favorite. Really too heavy as a favorite. After they won that game. When was that, Joe? Was that Friday? Yeah, Thursday they played, right? Yeah, we talked about this on Friday night. And whatever it was, minus 275, something silly like that. I just did not feel that was the right number for them to have. And Anunoby just hit another 3 for him. So he's got a couple threes, Joe, early on here. And on the opposite, you obviously don't get much out of the Knick bench. You know, McBride plays a couple minutes, and Mitchell Robinson plays a few minutes, and it looks like they're going to get Achiuwa involved a little bit more in this series because they only use 7 guys in the Sixer series, and guys get worn down. Meanwhile, the Pacers have already shown you, Joe, the ability to they're going to go 9 or 10 guys deep here on this bench, which is something that you got to keep in mind as we move forward. Elsewhere, they are underway about 3 minutes in Sunrise. Game one between the Panthers and the Bruins. Hasn't been much going on here yet, Joe. Now, there's going to be a couple instances of this, and me and Pharrell actually talked about it on Coast to Coast today. You know, you've got one team that just played 7 games, just played Saturday night, so they're kind of still on this every other night schedule, and the other team that hasn't played in a week. And how does that factor into your cap here? And that's actually, Joe, going to be the case tomorrow night, too, for that Dallas and Colorado series, because Dallas is coming off a Game 7 win against Vegas last night. Colorado hasn't played in a week, and they'll play a Game 1 in Dallas tomorrow. So how do you factor that in, Joe, as we look at these Game 1s for teams that play 7 versus teams that have been done for a week?
Yeah, well, you know, we always talk about, you know, the momentum, right? I still like Dallas against Colorado. Again, they have shown a propensity to start slow, but now that they got through Vegas playing at home, I think they win. I do. I think, you know, the fact that they just played, what, Sunday night? Saturday? Sunday night?
Stars played Sunday night last night, yes.
So that's what I'm saying. I think they're in it. I think that's good for them. I mean, Colorado, even though they dominated, it's been a long time, the rust. So for me, I think it's Dallas, but I do like Edmonton in Game 1. I like both favorites, believe it or not.
Edmonton against Vancouver on Wednesday. They're not playing until Wednesday, believe it or not,
Joe.
So they got a while. They're heavy favorites in that series, too. which.
But I just think that I don't know if Vancouver. I watched Vancouver play. I haven't been impressed.
Now you know how we played the seven games in the first in the Magic and the Cavs for the NBA.
Yeah, what do you want to do
in the first round? I think we play Oilers Canucks for seven games in that NHL series.
Want to do Dallas Avalanche for six? I actually think Dallas can win 4-2.
You want to do Dallas 4-2 and then no winner, just seven games in Oilers yep. Canucks? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Let's see what that works out to here. You might get me in on this. Hold on. All right. Dallas for six. Series correct score. Dallas 4-2, which is plus 500 by itself. And then Edmonton-Vancouver, series total games, seven, plus 1850, Joe. Plus
1850. No? You want to put it with the golf? You want to put it with Toasty?
Toasty playing in the Myrtle Beach event this week. Two events this week, Joe. You got the elevated event at the Wells Fargo.
I'd never do well in the elevator. You want to do well, it with Grillo?
But I will tell you now. You got to look later. We'll look at this later if we have some time, which I'm sure we will at some point. So, like I said, whenever there's an elevated event and a split event, it's great for Joe because Joe really likes the other event because that's where all Joe's guys are. All Joe's guys, his normal plays, are all at the secondary event. Now, FanDuel doesn't even have the numbers up for them, Joe, but I know a book that does. So just hold on a second here. Like, the favorite at the Myrtle Beach Classic is Eric Van Rooyen and Daniel Berger and Ben Griffin and Bo Hostler. They're like, but Bo's 30-1 this week. Now, we usually catch Bo at what, Joe? 70, 80, 90?
Yeah, I mean, Bo.
Now,
even up sometimes now Skins, 90 to 100.
Skins, who, by the way, really let us down Saturday and Sunday. And it's not, he just couldn't make birdies, Joe. He didn't make bogeys. He just parred everything. And he needed to make birdies on that hole. He finished 42nd. We need him at least in the 20. Skins is 80-1 in this field.
First round leader? You want to take him first round leader?
I don't know if he makes enough birdies. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe. Florida's been peppering Swayman already. They got five shots on goal in the first few minutes here. So you're on 35, right? Did you get it in before they started? Okay.
Yeah. But
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Because I got this over in the White Sox game, and it was like they get runners on, and now we're like stranded like Gilligan's Island over there. It's ridiculous. Get it in there! Is that marching? Oh. What number is this cat?
63.
I think, are we on the power play? Come on! We gotta wide shoot it!
Are we on the power play?
This no, Bobrovsky's a rat!
660.
He's gonna cave, I know he is. Gets by on smoke and mirrors, this Bobrovsky!
5 minutes to go in the first half at the Garden. 40-38, the Pacers lead the Knicks.
Could we put out an APB for Halliburton with 3 points? I mean,
yeah,
this guy too.
Well, how about this, Joe? The Pacers are winning with 5 minutes left in the first half. They have 3 points from Halliburton and nothing from Siakam. He's got a bagel, zero. How is that possible? If you would have told me that, I'd say they're down 15.
Well, that's bad for the Knicks then, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's real bad.
I mean, they're going to get smashed then.
Ooh.
What's the line?
Bobrovsky almost got his pocket picked there. That was close. He almost made a big mistake.
How much time you got left on
11:47.
All right, so you're ahead of me. Nah, okay. I don't like that.
Well, that's okay. You got the basketball. I gotta
go to the Hardwire now. I need the hockey live. All right.
Well, here's what's going. You're going to the Hardwire. Are you cutting out the basketball then? Is that what you're doing?
No, keeping the basketball, but I'm going to the. I can't.
Why wouldn't you be on the Hardwire anyway? Like, I don't know why.
It's just the setup. I like looking to my right.
All right.
Just happened.
You mentioned the baseball, so let me get to that. Rays and White Sox are 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Rays do have a man on second with one out. We'll see if we can get that across for Joe. He's got over 10.5 live in that game. We've got the Guardians up 2-1 on the Tigers. Bottom, they're going to the ninth, so last chance for the Tigers here, down a run. The Pirates are up 4-1 on the Angels. They go to the bottom of the eighth in Pittsburgh. The Brewers have a 2-0 lead over the Royals. Royals have done nothing tonight. In that game, scoreless in the top of the fourth in Chicago. The Steel Mill's back for the Cubbies tonight, his first start since the beginning of the season. He's been out with that hamstring injury, and he's pitching great. Scoreless game in the fourth. Mariners and Twins are scoreless in the fourth as well. Mets lead the Cardinals 1-0, bottom of the third in St. Louis. Only two other games tonight, Joe. Texas is in Oakland. Oakland, actually, Joe... Only a game under 500, 17-18.
Good for them, playing
They've played well.
You want to go over tonight?
I don't mind 7.5 over in Texas and Oakland with Wooden Heaney. And then you have the Marlins in L.A. against the Dodgers. Walker Buehler making his first start in almost 2 years as he's coming back from Tommy John. And the Dodgers are, you know, they got a guy making his first start in like a year and a half, 2 years, and he's minus 330 against the Marlins.
All right, I'm going to jump in on this right now. Hang on. They're Pepper and Hyman. What's his name? Is it Hyman? What's our goalie's name?
You're talking about the Bruin goalie, Joe?
Yeah, the Bruin.
Swayman.
Hyman.
Jeremy Swayman.
Guys,
Hyman's the guy on the Oilers, Joe.
Swayman hanging in there.
He's getting peppered. You want to keep loading up that shot count. Keep loading it up.
I don't know.
They go to the break after they just crossed the 10-minute mark.
What do you think about Siakam in game? He's got to get something.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's got nothing going on right now.
Halliburton, what is the 13 deal there? You're telling me the guy can't get 11 seconds?
What do they got for Siakam right now? What's Siakam's
12
number?
And a half. I'm going in.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here on a Monday night on the grid. Florida's on the power play, Joe. Here, first power play of the series for either team. We'll see if they can cash in here against the Bruins, who, of course, penalty kill was excellent against the Leafs in their seven-game series. The Pacers have a four-point lead on the Knicks with 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. 50-46, the number there. Knicks are still -3.5, Joe, despite being down 4. And 213.5, that total comes down a little bit from where it was pregame. Next thing I have for you here. As I know, you're probably getting frustrated by the hockey game, I guess.
No, the Halliburton. It's the Halliburton.
The Halliburton, yeah.
I mean, they just went on a 6-0 run, no scoring. It's not even Siakam either. It's Naismith. It's all these has-beens. I mean, really, come on.
You're not just a has-been. You're a never-was.
This guy's like really? I just don't understand. How is it like, you know, the star players like Donovan Mitchell, Brunson, they never give an opportunity for other people to shoot the rock. The Pacers, the two star players, aren't even touching it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with all that. I do have news for you about the late game, though.
Is it good or is it bad?
I guess that depends on what side you're on.
God, lay it on me.
So there was reports, of course, this morning that Rudy Gobert was questionable for the Timberwolves tonight for personal reasons. Eventually, Joe, it was revealed that those personal reasons were his girlfriend having a baby this morning. So I guess Rudy had to, I don't know where he had to double back to. I'm assuming Minnesota.
Okay.
From Denver. And the baby was born at 8 o'clock this morning. So that made people think that maybe he would get back to Denver in time for game two tonight. Apparently that's not the case, Joe. Minnesota has now listed him officially as out for this game tonight. So no Rudy Gobert.
All right.
For the T-Wolves. And that moves the line, Joe, now 7.5 for the Nuggets and 208.5 the total.
I still like the T-Wolves. Halliburton with a big three before half.
There you go. Hot.
There we go. I need
14. Wow, and the Pacers up 6 at the half now.
All right.
How about that?
All right. We weathered this power play. We Swayman hanging in there like a...
Oh, Pasternak almost scored, too, Joe. He had it. Oh, Bobrovsky, what a save.
This Bobrovsky, he's like Copperfield. He does it on smoke and mirrors. It's amazing. It's amazing how this... Look at this. You got to be kidding me.
What happened? Florida scored?
No, I saw it.
The Pasternak play? Yeah, Pasternak's got to score there. He's in alone, like that's how he won the game the other night, though. He was in alone on Samsonov, and he scored the overtime winner.
Is it me or Kachuk's been relatively quiet?
I mean, the game's 14 minutes old.
Just in the series. I didn't watch the other series.
He was good. He had 9 points. He tied for the team lead in points.
Man,
I know that because
the game
I
that they blew him out. He was non-eventful.
Yeah, I know that because I played him 5-1 to have the most points in this series. So I wanted to see what he did.
Oh man!
He tortured Boston last year, so I'm hoping he does the same.
You want to go in game over here
on the Bruins and Panthers?
4.5. Yeah, no, Bruins and Panthers. 4.5.
I kind of don't, Joe. I'll tell you why. It just feels like we've hit that playoff mode now where all these games are under. I mean, right? Look at these games the last few days. Now, I guess Rangers-Carolina, that opened up a little bit.
You want to go with the Zacha?
Who?
Pavel Zacha.
Pavel Zacha? You want to go with him to score a goal?
Plus 450.
No. There's just not enough scoring in these games. There just isn't. Look at all these 2-1 games. Joe, listen to these last few NHL playoff games before tonight. Take out the Ranger Hurricane 4-3 yesterday. Other than that, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-0, 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. There's a 4-3. That was last Wednesday. From Thursday through Sunday, Joe, all games with like 2 or 3 goals in them. There's just the score. There's just no scoring.
Sounds like, honestly, it sounds like it's ripe for an over.
It really doesn't, because I've watched the first 15 and a half minutes of this game, and it kind of feels the same. Like there's not much there between them.
Come on, take a shot.
I'm not playing Zacha.
You get one, we get two. We get two, we get five. That's the way you got to look at it.
I'm not playing the over 4.5. I see your thoughts here, though. Tied 2-2, you're definitely getting the fifth. So that's you're looking for now tied 2-2. You're looking for the game to open up.
Well, I mean,
I got a better play for you.
Overtime?
If this game goes scoreless here in the first, why don't we play both teams to score in the second?
All right, I'll do that. What do you think?
I'm going to get it up right now. I'm going to get it right now. I'm going to find it for you. Second period, both teams to score, plus 145.
All right, can we put it with the golf?
Yeah, who do you want to put it with?
Toasty.
Are we doing the elevator? Well, Toasty's playing in Myrtle Beach.
I want the garbage one.
JoJo Highsmith's there. You got all your guys there. FanDuel hasn't put that event up yet.
All right, so then forget it.
I don't know why. So let's see. There's got to be a couple of your guys at the Wells Fargo. Hold on. Let me get you some Joe favorites that are in.
Tommy Fleetwood there?
He's there. Fleetwood's there. 25-1. Who's some of your guys? Oh, Billy Horschel got moved into the elevated event.
How'd he do that? He paid somebody?
He won that Jabroni tournament down in Puerto Rico a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and they were taking
So that
pictures.
Got him in. Everybody How about, taking, who else is here for you?
Pictures with Billy Ho.
Yeah, Jake Afternoon Nap. I almost hit with him this weekend.
I thought that's where you made your money. I didn't realize it was.
No, it's a Pendrith. If he would have won, it would have been a real big weekend. Oh, Nicky Dunlap's at the Wells Fargo, 250-1. Ben Coles, Peter Malnati, 400-1.
Malnati?
He's in the Wells Fargo. He's in the big
top
tournament
20?
This week.
Could he get in the top 20?
Hey, all right. What's he for top 20? Let's see. Hey, Malnati, come here.
Franco Malnati.
Let's get him in for a T20. Let's see what he's got, Joe. Where's Malnati? Come on. What are we doing here?
The butler.
Yeah, he's... Malnati for a 20. Plus 600.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, because there's only 69 guys in the event. That's why he's only got to beat two-thirds of the field.
Want to take Malnati for a top 10?
No, I really don't want to do that. For a top 10, he's 20. He's 18-1.
I'll do that. Malnati.
You can go ahead and do that. I'm not doing that.
And both teams to score.
I'll do something else with both teams to score.
All right, where do I find the both teams?
You got to go under the game tab and go to second period.
Got it.
Or how about can we put the both teams to score with Siakam to get 15 or 20? What's his number now?
How about I took Halliburton over 14.5?
How about this DiVincenzo over 1.5 threes? Yeah. Maybe we could do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, I did the both teams to score in the second, but I actually put it with the Joker to get a triple-double in the late game.
I did one better. I think
Joker's going to eat with Gobert out.
All right, I took Halliburton over 14.5. He's got six. Second period, both teams to score over 7.5. A's and Rangers and Peter Malnati, top 10.
Wait, all of that stuff together?
Yep.
Oh boy, I can't. I don't even want to know what this is paying out. What did you get here? What
16,
did you come up with?
16,660.
16,660
is the payout.
66 the fan. There you go. 16,660. All right.
I mean, no good.
I mean, sure. I like that's a lot of stuff.
It's all right.
It's a lot of stuff.
What is this, and a power play?
Boston going to the power play here.
Oh, was that
hey, wait.
Chance?
This is good here, Joe. We can start the second period, first minute on the power play. That's where we want the goal, not at the end of the first here. We want the Bruins to score in the first minute of the second.
All right.
Fresh ice. Well, we just played the both teams to score in the second.
I said all right. I'm in
it. Yeah, but you said it's the way you said it. All right.
Well, if Marchand puts one in, you think I'm going to be upset?
Yeah, but, you know.
Is that Marchand?
It kind of ruins the bet. We really should have waited till the end of the period, I guess.
No, we had an itchy trigger finger. What could I say? Marchand's wide open.
The bet isn't juicy if it's not scoreless.
So now you're rooting against me again.
I'm not rooting against you. I want ours to come in. That's all. Now, you need a lot of other stuff to hit yours, but.
I love having juice on Malnati, top 10.
Now, let me ask you here.
Go
what
ahead.
What the heck? Let me ask you here. What happened with Matias with this, with the with this fight? Why were you guys so all over each other on the Twitter today? What happened with that?
Well, me and Matias?
No. Matias went after DRS and everybody.
Ryan promos. And I heard DRS go off on the tomato can Murugia and talking about Logan Paul. And I'm just kind of like, no. Murugia is a damn good fighter and deserves some respect. The kid was 42-0. You know, this kid, he's 26 years old. He's not like a
tomato can.
Like, this kid was the real deal. And he beat up Canelo for the first three rounds. And if he doesn't get concussed in the fourth round, I don't know how this fight ends. That's why he was only a plus 300 underdog.
But then Gabe jumped in and, people started jumping in. And I didn't want to break everyone's heart and tell them the only reason I said that was just to get you gassed up. That's the only reason why I said that.
It's just because I've had it with this whole Logan Paul and the Paul brothers stuff. And it's like, the Paul brothers are doing it right. You know, they're boxing, blah, blah. Like, he's boxing Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is an old man. Like, that's not boxing.
He might find out how old he is in that fight.
That's ridiculous. All this Paul stuff, all he's doing is taking your pay-per-view money and taking it to his bank account and laughing his way there. You know what I mean? Like, some of these boxers deserve some credit. Like, Murugia is going to be the face of Mexican boxing, possibly, in the next 5 years. Like, this kid is a real deal. Like,
all right, bang. So wait a second. So, you know I'm a fight guy, Matias, right? I mean, you've been cold. It's all right. If the picks weren't...
Wait a second. This has nothing to do with the picks. I was going to get to that next.
I have not been cold. I actually got the monkey off my back at UFC 300, and the confidence is back, baby. I gave you guys Anthony Smith last week at plus 400. And that hit in the first round.
I'm not trying to rile you up. I'm just trying to set it straight.
As well.
What happened to your Clippers?
We've been on it.
What happened to your Clippers? Smashed. Smashed.
Hey, you know it's okay.
Where's Harden now?
That's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, well, I might as well take the Billy Club and smash him down now. I mean, listen, if the picks weren't going right with the basketball and the UFC, I get it. I understand. You wanted to call out somebody. You needed to vent. I got it. So Carver, you know, he riled
but
you
Joe,
up a little
been good
bit.
With the UFC. We've been good with the UFC.
Yeah, well, what happened with this Brazil card on Saturday night? Did you do all right?
I saw the kid's leg cut open with the sweep.
Fantastic until the
did
last
you see
fights.
The leg?
Did Aldo win?
He did win, and that was
you gotta be kidding me!
Biggest flop I had was the Aldo.
I knew I should have bet Aldo.
I couldn't believe it.
He didn't lose in Brazil.
He smoked him from the beginning of the fight until the end of the fight. I don't know if Martinez was starstruck.
I don't know if Aldo
looked fantastic. His speed was there. His accuracy was there. He destroyed this guy. And Martinez was on a 6-fight winning streak, breaking legs on his way there. Like, this kid is, you know, wasn't he deserved this shot, and he flopped. He flopped big time. But you know who didn't flop? Steve Erceg, the Australian who I told you guys about that came in as a big underdog and people started throwing money on him. He fought tooth and nail with Pantoja and blew it in the fifth round when he went for a takedown. And he took him down, but Pantoja reversed the takedown and stayed on top for the final 2 minutes of the fight, which won him the fight on the judges' scorecards. Erceg was left heartbroken with the loss because he did have that, in my opinion. He beat him up for the final three rounds. He made a bad mistake, and it cost him the fight. Erceg will be back. You know, this guy is the full package as we expected, as I told you guys. Just made a small mistake in there, and that cost him that championship fight. But it was fantastic. And we're going to hit it again this weekend, boys. This weekend, I got a lot of big fights coming up at UFC Fight Night. I love it.
Big fights.
So many good stuff.
Sounds like a cubic zirconium diamond package.
A cubic zirconium diamond package, boys. And you know what? I still have a 4-leg parlay riding from this past weekend heading into the fights. So I want to finish strong
like
with this weekend's fights.
Savorsky crystal. You know, upper tier package. I don't know. Savorsky crystal.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. They've started the second half in the Garden. 60-54. Pacers lead the Knicks. You know, they got the Pacers minus 1.5 right now, Joe, but they have the Knicks minus 120 on the money line.
Yeah, I'm not touching the side. We just need our guys to come up.
Can this Deuce McBride hit a couple threes for the Knicks? Can we get him involved?
Deuce McBride! There's Siakam. Swish!
Siakam back, huh? Siakam in the mix?
I hope it's Halliburton in the second half.
Can we get
don't
the deuce?
Do this to me. I don't know. He got the deuce. I don't know.
No threes for Brunson either. How about him hitting some threes? Can we get some of these guys fired up here, Joe? Let's go.
What guys, Carver? We're in the second intermission. First intermission for
the
hockey.
We got out of there with no goals. So our play is in good shape here. We want both teams to score in the second period. We have the first minute with the Bruins on the power play, which is nice. You're going to get fresh ice with the top unit out there. This is a crucial minute, Joe, because if we can bag the Bruins on this power play in the first minute, then we just need the Panthers to get one in. Let's go.
8-2. 8-2.
You need one more? And what do you have with that?
11.5. I have Boston and Marchand.
Boston and Marchand? You need them both?
And then the over 10.5, Boston and Halliburton. That's the bigger one. The one with Halliburton.
So what, the Halliburton for how many? 19.5?
20.
Yeah. 20.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, is 14 points. You're telling me he can't do that? Touches the ball like almost. I mean, he brings up the. Get a bound!
I'm not telling you anything.
Can we get a bound? Like, unbelievable. Guy's not working.
I think it's a good night for Dodger home runs, Joe, if you want to put anything with it.
Muncy?
This Freeman?
This guy,
Munoz, pitching for the Marlins.
Gas can?
Yeah, I mean, he's allowed 2 homers in 11 innings. He's actually got a lot of Ks. He struck out 14. But I think this is a good night. I already put Will Smith in. I might throw Muncy with something with the golf and Betts with something with the golf.
All right.
Maybe you want to put Ohtani something with the golf, too? Why don't we line up all these
Ohtani.
Dodger guys?
Yeah, I can't get up on Ohtani.
He's been hot, man. You got to catch him when he's hot. He's had two yesterday. I want Freeman.
I want Freeman.
Yeah, Freeman cold.
Good. Give me that guy.
Yeah, we'll have
Johnny
to put a bunch
ice
of these.
Stick. I want
oh,
Johnny
you know what else
stick.
I want to do with you? We'll do it after the break at the top of the hour. Did you see your boy Riley today on Jimmy Butler?
No. Pat Riley? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we got to talk about that one.
Shut your mouth, Carver. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth, he says to him. Shut your mouth.
Oh, it's old school. That's old school coaching. We don't have that anymore.
No.
We have a lot of guys that just, you know, need pacifiers. You know, we need those types. How about a coach that gives you a kick in the ass when you suck? Can't have that anymore.
Can't have that. That's not allowed. Cannot do that. We are now tied at the Garden, so a little flurry by the Knicks here, Joe. Gets it back to 62 all.
Josh Hart.
He's their guy, man. You talk about a lot of energy.
And he's a high-energy player.
Oh, he's got a big... You know what he's got, Joe? A big motor. He's got a big motor.
He's just always chopping. He's always chopping. Now, where's Halliburton?
He's always chopping. Like, yeah, actually, I just realized I need Halliburton to get 15. So...
He just dished it off. He's a facilitator now.
He's got 7 assists.
Yeah, great with the assists. I need him for points.
All right, we got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.